Welcome to Saturdays with Sir Roland, your weekly training guild on how to slay the dragons of vice with the weapons of virtue. Here's your guild master, the author of the Seven Deadly Dragons book series, and faithful knight to the one true light, Sir Roland Paterlot.
Greetings, young squires, maidens, moms, and dads. Today is the 16th day in the 8th month in the year of our Lord 2025, and it's a great day to learn the art of dragon slaying. That sound, young squires, means it's a feast day. Lately, it seems like it's always a feast day, which is really cool. As Catholics, we have a lot of saints to celebrate because Catholicism is designed for one purpose, to make saints by the grace of God. Today, we celebrate Saint Stephen of Hungary, who, as king, was instrumental in bringing the Christian faith to Hungary at the end of the first millennium. He died on August 15th in the year of our Lord 1038. Of course, August 15th was yesterday, and hopefully you celebrated yesterday's great solemnity, the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, by going to Mass. All the feasts and celebrations and liturgical seasons we celebrate in our Catholic faith remind us that our faith is rooted in ancient traditions. For over 2,000 years, our faith has grown on the foundation of Jesus Christ, who said to St. Peter, the first pope, "On this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it." So today, I thought we'd reflect on a phrase started in the 5th century by the great St. Augustine, whose feast we celebrate later this month on the 28th. The phrase is, "Ever ancient, ever new." It is a phrase that I often used as a tagline to dragon slaying. St. Augustine, who struggled mightily with many dragons in his early life, including the green dragon of greed, the red dragon of pride, and the violet dragon of lust, wrote in his book Confessions about how he was attracted to God's creation, but not to God. But once he discovered that God was the source of all beauty and all creation comes from him, he realized his real desire had been for God all along. God is not just some ancient dead idea in the past, but he's always present, and in the beauty of his creation, we can always learn something new about him. Here's the full quote from St. Augustine. "Late have I loved you, O beauty, ever ancient, ever new. Late have I loved you. You were within me, but I was outside, and it was there that I searched for you. In my unloveliness, I plunged into the lovely things which you created. You were with me, but I was not with you. Created things kept me from you. Yet if they had not been in you, they would have not been at all. You called, you shouted, and you broke through my deafness. You flashed, you shone, and you dispelled my blindness. You breathed your fragrance on me. I drew in breath, and now I pant for you. I have tasted you, now I hunger and thirst for more. You touched me, and I burned for your peace." Remember from my stories on the Seven Deadly Dragons that everything God created was good, true, and beautiful, and all of God's creation is designed to help us discover who God is and bring us closer to him. We can learn a lot about an artist by looking at their artwork. Just like if you showed me the pictures you draw or you hang on your bedroom wall, I can learn more about you. If you have a bunch of drawings of aardvarks and anteaters on your wall, then I'll know that you like weird-looking animals that have funny shapes and funny-sounding names. If you have a bunch of pictures of your favorite sports heroes or team logos, then I'll know you like sports. If you have crucifixes and saint pictures and prayers and goals you set, then I'll know you have a burning desire to become something great. If you show me the music you listen to, I can also learn more about you. If it's dance music, then I'll know you like to dance. If it's rap music, then I'll know you like lots of words and rhyming and beats. If it's Dora music, like I'm the Map, then I'll know you like torturing your dad. Just kidding. And it's not just the sound of the music, it's also the words of the music that matters. If the lyrics are about listening to dragons, then I'll know that God is far from your mind and you forgot what was most important, what the purpose of creation is. If the lyrics praise God and give him glory, then I'll know that you desire to be inspired to live the life God calls you to live. In the same way, if you show me the stories you read and the movies and the TV shows you like to watch, I can learn even more about you. If you tell me your favorite movie quotes, I can tell you your dreams and your goals and your desires. You see, music and art are the language of the soul. Majestic mountaintops, breathtaking sunsets and sunrises, summer rainbows, waterfalls, endless ocean waters that meet a distant horizon, waves crashing on the seashore. These are God's love letters to us. The music and the art and the majestic cathedrals we create as human beings, that is our love letter to God, or at least they should be. God created the whole universe many epochs ago, but he's still creating through you. You can be God's paintbrush to paint beautiful pictures. You can be God's instrument to create beautiful music. all of creation is a gift. As human beings made in God's image, we have the power and the potential to use those gifts for great good, or because of our free will and the dragons of the world, we have the power and potential to use those gifts for great evil. We can worship the one who gave us the gifts and glorify him with those gifts, or we can worship the gifts themselves and forget about the one who gave them. When I was a kid, my dad gave me a set of golf clubs. The golf clubs were a gift, and sometimes I used that gift to practice really hard at a challenging game and try to improve my skills with perseverance and concentration and discipline and patience. Most importantly, I used the gift to spend time with my dad, the one who gave me the gift. He liked to golf, and going golfing with dad allowed me to create some memories that I'll cherish forever. However, I have to admit, sometimes I use those golf clubs for evil. I discovered that hitting a small ball with a skinny stick toward a small hole many yards away and then chasing it can be a challenging and frustrating task. And so the blue dragon of wrath loved to follow me around the golf course and incite temper tantrums when the ball didn't go in the right direction, which happened often. Sometimes I was overcome by the red dragon of pride and pouted when I didn't have a good score or I hit a bad shot. Sometimes I put too much focus on winning instead of trying my best and enjoying the time with my dad and my brothers. I let the game ruin my day and the day that I had with my dad by putting me in a bad mood. Or sometimes I gave too much time and importance to the game, which took away from my family and my friends. The gift from my dad, which was supposed to help me be closer to him, ironically pushed me further away from him sometimes. The point is, the golf clubs were just a gift from my dad. The important thing was not the gift, but how I used the gift. How you use the gifts from God your Father matters. For most of his life, St. Augustine used God's gifts for selfish gain, worldly honors, temporary pleasures, and greedy desires, which pushed him further and further away from God, exactly what the dragons wanted. It wasn't until he discovered that the source of all beauty was God that he realized his heart would be restless until it rested in God alone. His desires weren't bad, they were just misdirected. He was worshiping the gifts and ignoring the giver of the gifts. The gifts were meant to help him learn more about God and fall in love with God, not fall away from God. My challenge for you this week is to think about how you use God's gifts and what kind of art and beauty you are attracted to. What kinds of TV shows and movies do you watch? What kind of music do you listen to? Are they bringing you closer to God and inspiring you to become saints? Or are they distracting you from what's most important in life and tempting you to listen to dragons? What we watch and listen to matters, which is why we wanted to write great stories that teach you the ever-ancient truths about God and His church in a new and refreshing way. And I'm excited to announce that from those seven stories of the Seven Deadly Dragons book series, Topher and I have been working really hard to create new music to inspire you to slay dragons. We created two songs about slaying each of the seven dragons, plus two bonus songs about slaying all the dragons. That's 16 songs. They have many styles. Some are great for dancing. Some have awesome beats. Some are just epic. And some of them retell the stories in a new and exciting way. Seven of the songs are remakes of my battle cries to better help you memorize the words. This week, we will share our first song, the theme song, Conquer Every Dragon, written and sung by my good friend, Seth Schlieder, who some of you know because he won the 2024 K-Love Fan Award for Breakout Single of the Year, Counting My Blessings. So enjoy the music and let us know what you think. And until next week, I'll leave you under the protection of St. Michael the Great Archangel, St. Joseph the Terror of Dragons, and Mary, Queen of the Angels, Our Lady of Grace, and the woman whose seed crushed the head of the dragon.
Hey everybody, Sir Topher here. Roland and I can't wait for you to hear these new songs. Here's how it's going to work. Starting next Saturday, August 23rd, we will be releasing two new songs every week on DragonSlayers.tv. Right now, there are already two tracks waiting for you. Songs that have been out for a while but are now part of this special playlist. Just sign up or log in to DragonSlayers.tv for free access. And now here's a sneak peek of The Fire Fell to help us slay the Red Dragon of Pride. And it's actually coming out next week. And I'm pretty sure it's one of Roland's absolute favorites from the album. And until next week, stay holy and slay dragons.
I followed fire on the mountain high, a golden glow beneath the sky. It promised warmth that looked so sweet, but pride was hiding at my feet. I saw her climb, her eyes were bright. before my eyes. The fire fell, I hit the ground, no strength to fight.